and this talk has given you an opportunity to rethink of how you look at spasticity when you have a patient in front of you. And I hope you also will be able to look at the fact that not all of our patients with spasticity will have just forms of spasticity, i.e. stretched-induced muscle actuation, continuous muscle actuation, spasms, and clonus. They may also have contractures, and you've got to get it right. If you get that bit right and you measure right, then you'll find that you have a great effect. Thank you very much.